time for another WNST Baltimore Sports News Update. Here's Luke Jones.
Lamar Jackson met with the media following the Ravens' loss to the Steelers on Sunday.
Lamar, your thoughts on the game?
Just got to finish, man. Division of the game. Just came down to the last second, last minute. Just got to finish. Find a way to put some points on the board. They beat us by 5 points. We got to find a way to put a touchdown on the last drive.
On the likely touchdown, did you think that was a touchdown?
I believe so. Like, I thought it was in the end zone, taking steps. Like, I just kept punching at the ball. That's all I can say.
Emotionally, where do you guys go from? You think it's a likely touchdown to, obviously, the drive continues, but it ends up being a turnover down. Just what kind of swing is that for this in that game?
You know, I believe we probably had like one timeout. Our defense had to get back out on the field and stop those guys. You know, we wanted it to be a touchdown, but unfortunately it wasn't. So we just tried to do what we could. They drive the ball down the field and put points on the board. Probably like one timeout on the clock.
Lamar, is it surprising at this point to like feels like a lot of people got to get on the same page, got to get doing this, going the same direction, but it's December and with all the talent and so many guys back, is it surprising to you that that's the case?
Yeah. Yeah, I can say that because, you know, we got new additions. We got D-Hop, guys like that on our team. And I don't think he came over here for us to be in this situation. You know, we known for winning, man. But I feel like this is just an adversity game, man, right here. Like, this point of the season, you know, we got to just keep fighting and, you know, just keep God first.
Lamar, where would you say this team is at right now? You know, after this game, obviously dropping out of first place. Just where are you guys at right now?
You know, we still got, what, how many games left? Like four games left. You know, we still turn it around, I believe. You know, this loss to, like I said, divisional opponent. It's a tough loss at that because I feel like we could have put more points on the board, you know. But unfortunately, we didn't. And
Lamar,
time ran out and those guys do what they're supposed to do.
Lamar, we saw you over in the corner there. How would you just kind of describe your level of frustration at this point?
Through the roof, man. We shouldn't have, I feel like Thanksgiving game, we shouldn't have lost that game. You know, it was turnovers, unfortunately. But this one here is like, I don't know what happened.
Lamar, we saw you talking to Coach for a few minutes over there. What was the message there?
You know, just we still got four games, basically. He was saying, you know, just stay locked down.
With another divisional matchup set up for next week in Cincinnati with the Bengals, that mindset going into their mentality?
Just like it was this game, but got to be better, you know, going to those guys' territory. You just got to lock in, man, four quarters each and every play.
What did you see on the turnover to your cousin?
Trying to make something happen. It was like third down. Tried to throw it to Rasheem, but I threw it too light, and he just made a good play on it. One hand interception.
Yeah. Mark, could you describe your feeling when you see the catch made? You got the go-ahead touchdown, and then seconds later, it's wiped off the board.
I mean, I don't know, man. That was, like I said, I thought it was a touchdown, man. But the refs made the call they wanted. You know, they believed that was right. So, got to go with it. Just got to stay locked in. I mean, if you was on the field with us, I believe you'd have thought it was a touchdown, too, you know. But yeah. I can't do the ref job, you know. So, it is what it is.
Lamar, did they ever give any explanation for that call?
No, I didn't ask. You know, I had to stay locked in. We had another opportunity, so I couldn't worry about it.
Lamar, you guys had over 200 rushing. How critical is it to reestablish that for these final four games?
Oh, man, that's what Derrick Henry for. You know, Keaton, you know, Rasheem, we got great running backs, so it was great to see, but I wish we would have had a W, you know, at the end of that. So, but it's good to see.
Did you feel good today physically?
Yeah, I did. You know, I felt like I moved pretty well, you know, kept drives alive. I felt like I was moving pretty well.
When you had to, there was an awful lot of pressure the Pittsburgh applied, for which they are known, but you were something like almost every time you were going back, you were under the gun there. How challenging did that make it?
Man, it's football. Sometimes things like that happen, you know. But our guys going to watch film, and then they're going to lock in, you know, because they hold themselves to a higher standard, I believe, you know. So, got to watch film.
Lamar, on the last play, did you feel Highsmith right before he got you, or?
Yeah, I just seen chaos. You know, I tried to move as much as I could, you know, just try to get my guys a shot to the end zone. But guys wasn't in the end zone. I just didn't want to throw it to a bunch of Steelers players in the end zone. That's pointless.
Do you still see a path to you guys winning the AFC North?
Yeah, we got to see those guys again. We got Cincinnati, So we just got to finish strong.
To that, only four games, is it starting to feel like you don't have as much room for error anymore?
Absolutely. I feel like each and every week there's no room for error. You know, we're professionals. So, and I feel like we're just trying to win as much as we could right now. Like we've just been talking about, four-game stretch. We just got to lock in and put it all on the line.
What gives you kind of the belief that you guys can do that?
Can we still have these two divisional opponents in front of us?